Welcome back here. Michael Horn with you, and it's an honor to have with us now the National Commander of the American Legion, Denise Rowan, talking about the Family First Agenda. Denise, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Now, you were elected National Commander of, I think they're 2 million members strong, the American Legion, back on August 24th of this year. She enlisted in the U.S. Army on a two-year contract in 1974, served on active duty at Fort McClellan, Alabama, and Fort Lee, Virginia. A civilian volunteer with the Family Readiness Group of Wisconsin's Army National Guard's 32nd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, the 105th Cavalry Squadron, and the 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. Those are quite some background. Thank you so much for your service. Tell us a little bit, Denise. Give us some background. What's the American Legion? What's that all about?
Well, the American Legion was founded back in 1919 by some World War I veterans. And when they were founded, way back then, it's a veteran service organization of war-era veterans. And when they founded us back way back then, they were so forward-thinking that they understood that a veteran was a veteran, and it didn't matter what your race or your gender or religion was. If you served honorably, you're eligible for the organization. So way back in 1919, women could vote for National Commander of the American Legion before they could vote for President of the United States. Now, the Legion is founded on four basic pillars. It's about taking care of veterans, making sure they get the benefits that they earned and deserved, and they get the health care that they need, taking care of our military personnel and their families, making sure that our military has the equipment they need and the training they need to do their jobs. The other two part of our four pillars is all about teaching Americanism to the country and to our children and youth. Our children and youth part of it is all about making sure that our kids feel safe in their communities and that they're taken care of. So those are the basic four pillars of the American Legion, but people can learn so much more about our organization by going to our website, which is just simple as legion.org.
Legion.org. Now, let's talk about this. Denise Rowan, our guest here, she is National Commander of the American Legion, Denise Rowan, and you're talking about the Family First Agenda. What's that?
Well, the Family First comes from the fact that when you join the military, you go away to basic training, you have new brothers and sisters. You've left your personal family at home, and you go into the military, you get new brothers and sisters, and we have each other's back while we're in the military, and then when it comes time to get out, and you're in a new community, and you're like, hey, how can I fit in? How can I have, you know, find other veterans who feel the same way I do, serve like I served? And you find the American Legion family, which is the American Legion, our American Legion Auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, and our American Legion Riders. And then as you start looking at what we do in the communities, and after 9/11, and we started going to those deployment ceremonies, and we ask our heroes as they're getting ready to get on an airplane to go overseas, we say, what can we do to make sure that you have one less worry while you're on the battlefield? Their answer is always the same. Take care of my family first. So the American Legion family is here at home, making sure that our military family and their anybody who's back here at home is taken care of, so that they can concentrate on their mission, knowing that their families here at home are taken care of by the American Legion family. So in reality, when I look at what we do in the American Legion, I say we're taking care of our nation's families.
You know, we say thank you to all the veterans for all they've given us and everything. This is so the veterans keep giving back through the American Legion. Where will you be on Veterans Day?
On Veterans Day this year, I will be in New York City. There's a big parade going on there that I've never got to go to before, so I'll get to be a part of that. And then I am asking American Legion posts across the nation to open their post homes to the communities, invite the communities in so they can see the great work that the American Legion does. And I will actually be at an American Legion post in New York, sitting down and having a meal with the American Legion family out there. I hope that people across the nation will find an American Legion post and feel like they're part of the community as well.
National Commander of the American Legion, Denise Rowan, with us. And I heard you're preparing to visit, is it the Far East? What's going on there?
I am getting ready to go to the Far East. At the end of November, traditionally the National Commander does a visit to South Korea. During that trip, we visit with our currently serving military personnel who are over there, as well as our American Legion members. There are a couple Legion posts over in Korea. So we make sure that they're taken care of, and we listen to any concerns that they may have that we can bring back to our legislators here at home. We'll also stop in Okinawa and in the Philippines, where we have American Legion members as well. Again, just to make sure that they know how appreciated they are. So that is our Far East trip, and in the spring, we do a European trip where we also have American Legion posts and our military personnel who are serving in the European theaters. It is just, the American Legion is a global organization, and we serve across the nation.
And help everywhere. I heard the American Legion, you're also playing a role in helping to help heal us from Hurricane Harvey.
Oh, it is amazing. Hurricane Harvey and Irma, as soon as Texas started getting hit, American Legion posts across the nation started loading up semis with items of water and whatever was needed in Texas to help clean up and support the Texan citizens. And then when Irma started hitting over in Florida, again, truckloads were put together. We also have American Legions down in Puerto Rico. And so
wow.
We have fund, again, legion.org. There's funding, national emergency funds that 100% of donations go back out to help people who are being affected by
give
our national
emergency. Give us that website one more time, Denise Theroux, commander of the American Legion.
It is as simple as legion.org.
Legion, L-E-G-I-O-N.org. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.